Hi, I'm Joe Heath.
I'm Tony Heath.
And this is the Watchathon of Wrestling, live from Atlanta. Woo!
Your voice did a thing.
It did a thing. Today we're going to be talking about the second Peter Cushing film, Daleks Invasion Earth 2150 AD, the longest title ever. She was released August 5th, 1966. It was based on the Dalek Invasion of Earth, which is the first Doctor serial that we've already watched.
True facts!
We screened the movie Friday. A few people there. You guys were there? Did you guys like the movie? Was it your first time seeing it?
I was going to say, was it anyone's first time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I had never seen it before, and I didn't know that it was going to be that great.
Yeah. The first time I seen a full-fledged Peter Cushing movie film too, and it was so wonderfully cheesy.
Yeah.
I got cholesterol from watching.
The first Peter Cushing movie isn't as bonkers, I don't think.
No, it's not.
Like when it gets to the point where just like the first fight scene is happening, you're like, there's so much, and it's all cheesy, all happening at the same time.
Have you guys seen the Hartnell episode that it's based on?
Yes.
Or yes?
I have seen everything.
Nice.
Awesome.
I feel new.
For those of you who don't know, our podcast, we're watching through all of Doctor Who from the very beginning. Right now, the last episode we did was Terror of the Autons, which is third Doctor. So we've seen all the first, all the second. We saw the first Peter Cushing movie, which was fun because we did like a live stream of it. And we did drinking games, and
we were very
then
drunk
immediately
when we
recorded the podcast afterwards when we were just all hammered. So
like,
it was really fun.
Like five or six of us just like trying to be like, okay, right, let me tell you about this thing about Doctor Who.
Not drunk this podcast, though.
No, sadly, and it's probably going to suffer for it.
This movie is very, it did a lot that the serial did,
that it
but
didn't need
really
to do.
Fast and with no emotional depth.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing I really like that stood out to me about the movie is that like the credits are a whole year long.
And that's 60s movies.
Yeah.
The music is very 60s and not very Doctor Who.
Like this would be great if we just took this theme and made it the new Doctor Who theme. It's like jaunty 60s nonsense that's happening.
Jazz dance.
Yes.
So we don't have Barbara, who's in the first Peter Cushing movie. We just have Louise.
His niece?
I don't know. Really, they're like, yeah, this is Louise. It's not important because we're not going to use her.
I was curious, like, who is she? She's the random woman we pick up on the side of the street.
In the first Peter Cushing movie, Barbara's like, they're both his granddaughters, Barbara and Susan. And in this one, it's just like, they couldn't get any of the actors back. So they're like, this is just a new person. We didn't really explain who she is. And also, we're not going to use her character at all. She's just there because she's there in the original script that we're at. Adapting from.
As far as I can remember, there's three things she did in the movie. She dragged a body down a hallway for no reason.
And then just sort of left it there.
Yeah.
She gave up.
Then she hid in a closet, and then she suggested that they escape through the garbage disposal.
Which I think is a terrible idea, because I've heard stories of, there's a like an abandoned house outside of Chattanooga where, and this is like a urban legends thing, I don't know if it's true or not, but they like broke into it, it's abandoned, they broke into it, and they went down what they thought was like a laundry chute, and it mm-hmm. wasn't. It was a garbage disposal chute, and it had blades at the bottom.
Ooh.
That was like the first thing that came to mind when they were like, let's go down through the garbage chute. I was like, don't do it!
Yeah, you know, so basically, everything that throw away on the ship, just gets tossed out the bottom.
Out of the bottom, yes.
Daleks are litterers, just hardcore litterers.
Well, they don't care. They hate everything anyway. That's like on brand for them.
Speaking of, there's a lot less concern about littering in this, because in the serial, when they first land in 2150, or whatever the year was in the serial, there's a giant sign that says, no dumping bodies in the river.
In this one, it says,
sugar puffs. I looked it up as an actual paid product advertisement thing.
So they went from no dumping bodies in the water, very, very
like dystopian.
Foreboding, to sugar puffs, which is capitalistically foreboding.
Yeah. This is no dumping, this is no corpse zone. Thank you, we're from sugar puffs.
And instead of Ian, who was
Bernard Cribbins.
Yeah, he was great. He was the best part of the whole movie.
It's true. In fact, there's this one scene where he is pretending to be a robot.
A robo man,
yes. It goes on for too long, but it's because it's so great. Like, how long do you think that scene was? Like, 10 minutes?
Probably, but it was genius. a heavily choreographed scene.
Well, because all the robots are doing things at the same time. First of all, they're like shuffling themselves. Everything they do takes 8 steps to complete. Standing up, sitting down, getting food, going to sleep, and he's just trying to like keep up with them. And doing a very poor job of it while pulling the best faces.
Which you can still see, even though he's wearing this ridiculous helmet. I know you really loved the Robo-Man design from the serials. How did you feel about the Robo-Man design in this?
I mean, it was so silly that I loved it.
Which do you prefer, though?
I mean, the Robo-Man from the serial. But the design from the movie is basically like sunglasses and then like a motorcycle helmet.
It's got like a little radio on the side. I like the helmets better in the original serial, but I love the like dominatrix like wetsuit.
And they got plastic wetsuit just to drive the image home.
Yes. And not only is
that
great.
I like the idea that the Daleks designed those too. They're like, this is what we want our human slaves to look like. We are going to put them in pleather. Yeah. Okay, I'm not going to ask any questions about that from the Daleks.
And not only is that great, because like in the serial, like they try to turn him into Robo-Man, but that's just a helmet. But in this means we get to see the Doctor in full-on S&M wetsuit, which is great.
That did happen, yeah.
They do a lot from the serial, but they move things around. Like, instead of, like, Susan and David.
There was a point there where I was like, couple. Are they just going to leave Susan? Like, this is your new dad now. Goodbye.
Yeah, because she gets teamed up with his name's Wyler. They sort of take Barbara and her girlfriend. I don't remember her name in the serial, but it was definitely her girlfriend. Susan and that guy take their plot.
Yeah, they do most of Barbara's stuff together.
The Doctor and David take Susan and David's plot. Did you feel any chemistry between the Doctor and David at all?
No. That's the thing. There's a lot of...
What if the Doctor just stayed behind with David?
That'd have been great. No, the movie is great, cheesy, nonsense fun, but I think you said, like, really early on with, like, no emotion.
No. The only thing I sort of, like... felt emotional, any emotional involvement in was the one guy and Susan.
He was very protective.
He was very protective. I kept calling him Sean Connery Dad because he looked so much like Sean Connery.
There's one scene at like the very end where they have, you know, the big shaft that they're going to drop the ridiculous bomb down, which the person who was filling in for Ian did not get inside, which made me sad.
Yeah, in the serial, Ian gets inside the bomb because he's an idiot.
He's like, this is a great hiding place, this giant bomb.
Well, it was weird because like when they were about to drop it, I thought I heard some banging. I was like, oh, maybe someone's inside the bomb. But no, it was apparently part of the soundtrack. I was like, oh.
That's awesome. But no, there's a scene where Susan is like hanging over the edge of it and like, what's his face, just like grabs her back.
His name's Wyler.
And I was like, thank you, because I was like, someone stop her.
The Doctor's not going to do it.
No, he's not paying attention. There's one scene where the first or the second Dalek fight where like just so many Daleks are like coming down through the halls at them and Susan is in the hallway and the Doctor's on. Yes,
Yeah, they're like tug of warring her.
They get her stuck in the middle because they're both trying to pull her to the one side. And she's just like, okay, someone let go.
Because they
She goes with Sean Connery Dad, too. Not the Doctor.
She goes with a better guardian.
See, I kind of thought maybe they would leave her behind with him because he's clearly a better father figure than the Doctor.
Like, look, I've got science to do. Yeah. I'll be back.
The reason that the Dalek is like hurtling towards them is because magnets? There's a whole weird magnet plot. Was that in the original? I don't remember. Because if it was, it's stupid.
It's so long ago, and it's one of those that's like so many parts where you're like, yeah, there was plot in that, wasn't it?
Because I think in the original, I think they diverted the bomb, but they blew up the Daleks. Instead of like messing with the magnet.
I feel like I would have remembered if Daleks were getting sucked back into like the core of the Earth. I feel like that's something I would have remembered.
Yeah. So, and then like after he defeats them, he's all like, the Daleks shall never return. Why? Magnets.
Magnets.
Like, we beat them so hard. They're just, don't laugh at that. They're just never coming back.
Tarp over one.
And it was a dance combat. Like, they were dancing with the Daleks. It was like, no.
One of them just explodes for, like, no reason, too.
That's my favorite thing.
They're just, like, twisting them and goes, poof.
In the serial, real. It's a real big. It's a heartfelt moment of the leader of the resistance has like Dortmund. Designed these bombs and he's put all his hope on them and he's like, no, we have to show some resistance. And when he realizes that they don't work and like it's kind of his fault that all, you know, his resistance people are dead, he makes this sacrifice of like, I'm at least gonna, you know, distract them so that I think it's Barbara and her girlfriend so that they can get away. And it's really sad. And in this one, he's just like,
I'm gonna fight the Daleks for no reason.
He knows it's not gonna work. He runs up to it anyway.
Like, he could have got in that car with them and driven away. Like, they didn't need a distraction.
No, he just wanted to
fight
them.
He just sort of goes and dies.
But, like, the bombs do not work. Ramps work. Tarps work. Just grabbing them by the gun and sliding them into a wall.
That was amazing.
All of that stuff totally works, but they're like, it's gotten so bad because they had these bombs and they're like, well, no one thought to just like, how many tarps do we have?
30. Oh, no.
It's David, I think, who grabs him and like slings him down the ramp.
It takes so long to get to the end of the ramp.
It's so glorious.
That
just goes. Tip. Boom.
And just explodes.
The beginning of the movie is super fast paced. They just like fly through it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets a bit slow. And then there's a point at the end where it's like the Dalek says a line. And then we just see him go for a walk for like ever.
There's this weird ramp inside the control room. And he has to get to the bottom of like, I don't know if that's his mark.
I don't even think there's like a great, there's any music really going on. It's
no,
just like.
It's just.
Well, I'm sure there was some of that jolly jazz going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, oh, thank goodness we saw how that Dalek got to the bottom of this ramp. I just assumed they would have just fallen or flown down there.
Well, and his line isn't even important at that one. Like, I can't even remember what he says. He's just
like,
oh, yeah.
I'm turning the thing on. So. Yeah.
Oh, the countdown. So in the serial, the countdown, like, starts at 50, and you just hear the whole thing. Oh. Where you're like, 50, 49, 48. And it's a Dalek doing it, which is the worst.
47. 46.
And you, by the time you get to, like, 20, you're like, are they going to cut away? Or, and it's, no, they're not. You're just going to hear this whole Dalek countdown. And so I love that their solution in the movie was, we'll just do it with a graphic instead. And you'll still see, like, the whole countdown. You'll still see it literally go from, like, 50 to 30.
The countdown was for when the bomb goes off, but I thought it was for when the bomb was going to drop. So I still was kind of surprised, because I was like, this is taking forever. And then, like, halfway through, the bomb drops. So I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting it.
Well, just because you weren't paying attention. It doesn't make it effective writing.
Can we talk about the dumbest plot in the whole thing?
That's, no, we can't.
It's okay. Then I won't do it.
What would you like to talk about, Joe?
It's done for comedy, but it doesn't really work that well. So Louise and Susan sort of are like with the resistance while the doctor and Tom is his name, by the way, the guy who's played by Wilf.
Tom, who is a police officer. I don't know. We
yeah, like it opens with him like really badly failing to stop a robbery. And then he just sort of like runs into the TARDIS because it's a police box. They're just like, well, we're taking him. Bye.
He doesn't even try. He's like, I guess he'll have to go with us.
And there is a great bit of comedy here because like there's a drunk guy like running up to the police box too. And the TARDIS disappears and he falls and he looks right in the camera. And, like, he mugs. He's like, weird. I must be drunk. But anyway, the Doctor and Tom are, like, off with the Daleks. The rebels go to, like, fight the Daleks and save them, which they do. Wyler comes back, Sean Connery dad. And they're like, we're going to go to some place. Let's leave a message for your grandfather. And she, like, writes this big chalk message, Grandpa. She has fantastic handwriting, by the way.
And we do get to watch her write out the whole first word of the message, which takes...
I thought we were going to see the whole thing.
I did too. There's so many shots in this where you're just like, the shot ends, and then, you know, like five more minutes, and okay, and then it actually ends. Yeah, then it actually cuts.
There's like one scene where like the resistance people are like talking, and then they stop talking, the camera zooms out to show everyone, and it holds on it for a little while. And you're like, why are we doing this?
What's happening?
Nothing's happening. And then it cuts. But yeah, so the doctor gets back to the resistance base and is like, they should have left a note. And it's like right there behind him. I have no idea how he did not see it.
I know it's a thing where it's like it's comedy. It's the kind of comedy that frustrates me the most. Where I'm like, no, stop. Just turn around. I can see it. I know.
Like if it was a little note, I could see that. But that it's like it's over a hole. The door they go through.
It required him paying attention to his granddaughter. I mean, he can't do that.
Yeah. He would have to be attentive at all to anything going on around him.
And they keep doing bits like he's like, they're going to a certain town. I forget the name of it. And then like it shows the doctor with the map. He's like, well, we're going to have to completely bypass this town. Too many Daleks there.
The other great thing, too, is that it's like, I don't know what the line is supposed to be on the map. It's like a line from where they are, then to the town where Susan's going. That's circled. And then up to where the mines are. He's like, yeah, we can't go there. And it's just his like pencil going ever so slowly up the red line till they get to the mines. And it's like, why did you make it so far away?
Yeah. And then the guy asks, like, how long of a walk is it? He's like, oh, about 3 miles. 3 miles more. I'm like, it took you, like, 5 minutes to get 3 miles on a map?
It's 3 miles away on the map, physically.
And, like, I feel like they just recorded his dialogue afterwards, and then they're like, wow, that does not fill up the shot. That shot's still going. But
we'll just,
he hasn't
we'll
gotten to
the
mind the
yet.
Because he stops talking and his pencil's just still going. Still going.
We're like, we can see the line. We don't need you to, like, guide us past it. Also, then, like, the more frustrating thing that happens is that, so you have this, like, comedy bit going on where it's like, oh, they're going to end up in two different places. And eventually Susan's just like, Grandpa probably went to the mines.
He would have done that.
That's what he would have done. Even though I, like, left him the note and said, this is what we're doing. We're just going to go to the mines because there's only so much movie left.
This happens once a week, you get used to it.
I've just learned to anticipate his unreliableness.
That is something I will say did work, because when she said that line, that's when they show up at the house with the women.
Yes. Yeah, that scene still translates really well.
Yeah, where they like get some food and then they get betrayed. That scene works pretty well. That's like the only thing that really works, I feel like, emotionally, because I buy the guy and Susan as like this sort of forced together father-daughter thing. I am still a little grumpy that he gets the scene of running over the Dalek when that was Barbara's scene, and Barbara's a badass.
Oh, man, that scene in that serial is so good. Also, it's a much smaller car, and it's much less satisfying.
He hits way more Daleks, though.
That's true.
You gotta amp up the
Which is odd, because again, smaller car. Maybe he's just swerving.
He apparently hurt his wrist, because there's like, he crashes into it, and the windshield crackles, and then he like shoves like a brick through it so he can see. He apparently actually hurt his wrist doing that.
Oh no.
And there was another accident on the set when we first get to the flying saucer, and there's like just these two random guys who are like, take them to be robotized or whatever. And one was like, I'm gonna make a break for it, and he like runs away, goes up inside this building, then he falls through an awning. I don't think he was supposed to like fall through the awning like he did.
Really?
Yeah, he like broke his ankle doing that.
Was he supposed to fall and just not in the way that he did it? Because those
I'm not sure.
Well, he kind of exploded first, and then he fell through. So I thought, then again, I'm not sure, because apparently Daleks have fire extinguishers that make people explode.
Well, what's crazy is like you can see people get hit, and they're like, "Oh shoot, I've been hit. I guess I gotta
Like, oh, agony.
Yes.
There's this one guy in the foreground when all this action's going in the background. He just kind of like looks around and like kneels and just
That guy was like prepared for it. He just like wandered on, like, I guess I'm an extra, I don't know what's happening. And like the fight scene happened, he was like, I'll just be dead, let me just get
There's a lot of like action scenes that are either great or just great because they're so bad.
There's so much going on.
I love the one rebel who like jumps into the group of Robo Men, and he's just like, yeah,
he goes yee-haw, and he does it. He just jumps up. Does he like jump up and like onto a Dalek, or does he just?
I think it's onto the Robo Men.
Oh, okay. Yes, he jumps up and like tackles them and takes them down.
So many like humorous fight scenes.
It really feels like they just like put a camera down and they're like, all right, pretend to fight. And like that was the direction that was given because it's chaos.
I feel like if they took, what is it, 6 episodes and condensed it into one, but they kept like every single character.
Yeah.
I feel like they should have condensed it a little bit.
I mean, at least cut Barbara if you're not going to use her.
Right. Yeah, Louise. She does nothing. Though I think the best sort of side character is Broccoli. Who's the...
Is that really his name?
Yes. B-R-O-C-K-L-E-Y. Right. He's the guy that, like, wears a trench coat and is very obviously a dickbag.
Oh my god, yes, yes!
Which, he's been on Doctor Who before. He's in the Crotons. In our previous podcast, we just called him Forehead, because that's all he has, just giant forehead. But what I didn't realize is he's also in the War Games. He's the Warlord, the, like, big Time Lord guy that's like in control of it. Not the guy with the cool sideburns, but the Steve Jobs looking dude. He looks nothing like him, but that's
but
the
he
same
is.
Guy. Yeah, it's him. It's him.
I have to trust you on that because as previously established, I don't do faces.
There's like one close up where he just like creepily smiles and then like puts in a cigarette.
I'm trying really to remember. I remember that character being kind of morally gray in the thing. I don't remember him being outright like a creeper.
There's also like the scene like they're like he's like here's some breakfast and like David reaches down to like it's a campfire and he reaches down to get it and he just like kicks it over. I'm like why?
That's just a waste.
Why are you being
such a
jerk?
I can understand being like a dick to be like, oh, resources are limited. I you know gotta take care of myself first. That's just like this
awful.
Is limited and I would rather waste it than to see you have it.
Also, he's eventually going to betray them to the Daleks, but wouldn't it be easier to do that if you start off as like the women in the
if you
house?
Tried to be nice?
Yeah, instead of just being like, hey, you stick with me because I got a gun on you. But he does get his comeuppance. They all go to like this incredibly tiny cabin. Everybody leaves to go to do whatever, but the doctor's still there and Broccoli comes in and is like, let's go.
Your name is Broccoli, by the way, and you're wearing a trench coat. And, like, that's your, like, main outfit. It's bad. It's bad.
You need a white van. That's what you need. They just cruise around town in very slowly. No. But he opens the door and, like, pull out to see that the cabin is surrounded by, like, a whole bunch of Daleks, which, how did the doctor not hear them coming up?
I probably did, just didn't care.
That's true, because he did say, like, I knew you were coming, which is probably a lie. He's probably like, I'm going to play it like I know they're coming. But then they basically betray Broccoli. He's like, he realizes, and he runs back inside the cabin instead
of he steps
away.
Out like, what? Why do you think that they're not going to like kill you? And he's like, because. And he stands out there for a minute and goes, oh no, wait, he's right. Like, yeah, he runs back into the house, and then the most amazing thing happens. Yes. They shoot fire extinguishers at the house until it just explodes the whole house.
It was so great. I was very pleased by it.
I don't know. I like the idea that they didn't have money to, like, or did not care to, like, invert the shot or whatever. So, like, we're just going to have, it's just going to shoot steam. But everything's going to explode every 5 seconds. Where it's
for
like,
no reason, sometimes.
You know, they had priorities.
Yeah. Oh, and another thing I want to talk about, the flying saucer that they come in on.
It
that is actually really good.
Good. Yeah.
I was surprised. You can barely see the wires carrying it sometimes. You have to look really hard, but you can see them.
Also,
but it looks really, really cool.
I also feel like it's one of the first times that ship has looked really big to me. Where I was like, oh yeah, lots of Daleks could fit on that. There is the end where it crashes and that sort of, it ceases to look big.
It still looks cool though.
It happens so slowly. Almost to the point where I was like, is it crashing? Is that what's happening? Are they just flying away?
Badly?
Yes.
Before it sort of hits the ground.
Ever so gently.
It hits very gently. It's a little
bit of lag time.
Boom! Well, they didn't want to break their model before they exploded it. Peter Cushing is not actually in this movie a lot. He doesn't do much.
He was sick, so they had to like cut back his scenes, which is very Hartnell, really.
Yeah, it's the most First Doctor era thing.
He's barely in it, but he still does a good... I think he does a good job. He's basically doing a Hartnell impression still, but...
I think he's a good doctor.
I really love that one moment where he's trying to stall for time while Bernard Gribbins is trying to like alter the shaft so the bomb goes somewhere else.
Right.
And he's like, so he's trying to draw a distraction. It's like, yes, I'll show you what's wrong with the perfect plan. Look over there!
That's
he
just, right!
He literally says, hey, look over there! Distraction!
It's fantastic.
And then the Daleks have on their control console thing, they have these two wheels. And I'm like, how are they going to turn that?
And they got little clamper hands.
Yeah. When everything's exploding, the dog is standing right on the wheels and reaches his plunger up. And I'm like, see?
It's almost like...
Yeah. Turn the wheel and you can't.
It's almost like the Daleks themselves didn't design... Although I really love that the doors are Dalek shaped.
Yeah.
Which that was the one big thing we really liked in their first serial is like the shape of the doors. But yeah, a lot of the times when you see Daleks in their spaceships, you're like, how are you going to manipulate that? Everything should be, like, plunger activated.
I would say after that scene where he's, like, saying he's going to help the Daleks, he's like, look! And then runs off, he, like, starts yelling into the thing, like, attacked the Daleks. This,
oh yeah, it's not, if we had not watched the serial, I would not understand what had just happened.
Yeah, in the original serial, it was also so good because it's Barbara doing it. She's like yelling into it, and the Doctor's like, "No, I'm the hero," and like grabs it from her and starts saying, "Yeah, attack the Daleks," even though she had already done it. I love when the Doctor's basically ineffective.
Yeah, they did not establish that the thing was like used to control the Robomen at all. It's just like, yeah. Oh, and then we're at this part in the script.
Yeah, there was a lot of just like they kept so many things.
Oh, they just assuming like watched
the,
it.
The basic gist of it.
And just want to see Daleks.
Yeah, like when the first time they get into the mine, it's Tom and some guy. I don't even know.
The mine guy. The guy who they meet at the mine.
Nobody you have any emotion for. They like start climbing up the mine and I was like, oh no, there's a guy there. And he's like, it's okay, I know that guy. Really
cool. You obviously see the helmets.
Yeah, and he pulls it down, which I think is actually a really cool shot. And then they fight and then they fall down the thing. And you just don't care.
Yeah, and then...
But in the serial, that was like really messed up. And,
it was
like,
his brother.
Sad. Yeah, it was his brother.
And we had like, you know, we had spent a couple episodes meeting that character and he like has to fight his brother
and if I'm not mistaken like they're choking each other out and like the Robo-Man kills his brother but then like feels bad about it like it sort of like just, breaks through the yeah. programming and that's way more
it's a strong enough emotion that it sort of breaks through the programming and then he has to deal with it.
Yeah, and then this is just random robo guy and they fall down a shaft while Tom climbs up it,
which,
not caring at all.
Why does he climb up? I was trying, I was like watching.
Yeah, why does
it,
he climb
like,
all the way up and then back down?
Well, they're like, that's the old one. And he's like, oh, okay. And I was like, he did not hear any part of the plan, right? That's just like the thing that they decided to do.
I think they planned
I
it.
Did know the plan.
Yeah, they planned it in the cabin.
Okay.
The plan was to put those planks, which apparently...
Are bomb proof?
Because I thought they were wood, so I was like, oh, good to know that's a very strong wooden place.
Yeah, like, I feel like the bomb would just drop right through it.
I think that there was at least, like, a couple of, like, steel, iron beams, but, like, the rest of them looked like wood.
Yeah.
It makes the greatest, like, the most satisfying sound, too, when it does hit those planks. It's like, doof, and slides down. And you're like, okay, that makes sense.
Another thing that they kept in that doesn't have any emotional weight to it, but when Tom and the Doctor both get captured by the Robo-Man and taken into the ship, in the thing, they're like locked in with a third guy who's also in the movie,
mm-hmm.
and they're like locked in this room and they have to figure out this intelligence test,
test,
which was really stupid in the original serial. It is even more stupid in this movie, but they like figure it out in like 3 seconds because they gotta get that movie going, which is, yeah, they slide a comb under the magnetized door, and then the Dalek's like, you figured out our intelligence test, which is not a
test.
It's you open a door.
The greatest thing is he picks the lock, he gets out, and like is immediately surrounded, and he's just like, just back in the cell then?
Which I really like that shot when they're in the cell. It's just like, I feel like it's a cameraman just like swiveling around in this very tight space, and it looks really cool. I like that shot. But like, yeah, you don't have any time with this third character.
Yeah.
And so you don't really know who he is or care. But then he does get robotized.
And you're like, oh. I guess he was expendable because he's the one I didn't know.
Whereas in the serial, you kind of know him and it works a bit better. Though I did like that, like, I do like the robotizing thing better in the movie than the show. Because like in the show, they just like lay on the table and they're like, you're robotized, put on a helmet. But like this, they're like standing up. They got these things that clamp around them. The thing comes down over their head. But I do like once the rebels come in and they get the Doctor and Tom out, like Tom is like trying really hard to get the third guy out. I really like that. And then he can't do it. That's kind
of
sad.
I was saying, I'm surprised at how many people just die. And like we just leave the bodies kind of. And, like,
well, except for Louise, who just drags this one body down a hallway. And then it's like, eh.
And then, I mean, I think she like hides in the closet for like the rest of the movie.
They both go to the garbage disposal. I don't know what happens to her after that. They wind up at the cabin and then she's gone. She's gone for like the rest of the movie.
She shows up again at the very end to hear about magnets.
She's like, I'm just going to sit this one out. She's been traveling with the Doctor. She's like, it's fine. I'll get the next one. I need a nap.
Which at the beginning of the movie, when the TARDIS lands, stuff falls on top of it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we ever see how they get out of that?
They got a crowbar. They were looking for a crowbar. They got a little bit distracted with Daleks. Once they're done being distracted, they went back with the crowbar.
Or just more magnets, you know?
Yeah.
It does, because we do. I think
Sugar Puffs came to save the day.
I do think the next shot is, like, inside of the TARDIS, and that you get Tom, like, fiddling with stuff, being like, so it's a spaceship, then.
They save the day. They take Tom back before the robbery happened, the robbery at the beginning of the episode.
He doesn't stop the building from exploding, and that really made me mad.
That's true.
So much.
He was like, I caught him. They're gonna make me, you know, I'm gonna get a promotion. I'm like, there was a bomb. Like, I imagine if you're the store owner, you're not like, oh, great, thanks.
He stopped the bad guys, but my place is a mess now. Which all he does is he punches out the getaway driver, gets in the car, pretends to be the getaway driver. They get in, and then he hits them.
Waits for them to blow up the shop.
Okay, I know this is just a silly movie where a drunk guy looked at the camera. But when he shows up, there should be two of him. Like,
yes.
Why is there not? It's physical time travel, not like mental time travel. It's not.
You're right. He took him back before. Maybe they just took the other one out.
They just killed him.
He's just like in a freezer somewhere in the TARDIS.
He goes on to be the next companion, but they leave the main one there.
One of them goes traveling and one of them continues on.
Doctor Who's like, yeah, I just really like him, but this guy needs to go back to Earth. But this guy, I'm going to take care of this
paradox.
There's
two of them now. That messes with my head a little bit. I don't like it.
Okay, I want to talk about this because I have a joke in my notes about it. So there's the scene where he runs over the Dalek, right?
Yes.
That shortly thereafter, it's just showing him driving around. He just pile drives through like a whole bunch of chickens.
Oh my God, I was so concerned!
Like, what? You're going to run over these chickens.
It came really close.
I thought the last chicken was actually going to get
hit. I did too.
It was like rolling out of the way, like just barely missed it, I think.
I want to double check the end credits and just see if it says chickens were almost harmed in the making of this movie.
We checked. They weren't.
Speaking of that truck, they're being chased by the saucer, I guess, and they get out of the truck and the saucer blows up the van. That was a pretty cool effect.
Oh, yeah.
It took forever.
It's the only time we have actual, like, pew-pews, you know.
Pew-pews?
Yeah, the pew-pew
laser
things. Thank you. Yeah. Razor blaze.
You know what I did miss that was in the cereal that wasn't in this?
What?
Even though it was very weird. In the cereal, the Daleks have a pet.
The weird fish flirting?
Weird fish flirting.
There's
I forgot about that scene where Susan and David are fighting with fish.
He caught a fish for dinner, and they are like slapping each other with it, and it's flirting.
You could do that. You could turn that into an adorable thing with Susan and Sean Connery, Dad. But
what did you miss?
The Daleks have a pet in the cereal.
Oh.
I think it's called the Slither. Slither. It's like, I don't know. It's just like this big thing that attacks the cabin. But that's not in the movie at all.
Well, it didn't make any sense in the cereal.
That's true. Why would the Daleks have a pet? They don't seem like pet people. Maybe cats.
I mean, they would have like a weapon that's like a being. I believe that. But it just seems too complicated for them. It's like you have to feed it. There's too much like upkeep.
Which I think in the cereal.
A gun just sort of, it's attached to them.
I think in the cereal, it was only in like two scenes. It's like the cliffhanger. Oh no, there's a creature. And then they like, push it down like a cliff. And then it's, oh.
And then it's fine.
Bye, pet.
I do really love that Tom, he like went time traveling. He was in the TARDIS. He met Daleks. So he had all these crazy things happen to him. And at the end, he's just really excited that he got to catch the bad guys. And he's like, oh man, this is going to. Yes! And that's like his only concern. I was like, are you serious?
You went to the future.
Right.
You saved humanity. And you're just like really glad that you punched out a burglar.
He's just like, that's it. Had a nice adventure. Gonna go catch some bad guys, be a cop for the rest of my life.
Oh, you know what else that they kept in that I was surprised they kept in?
What's that?
At the beginning of the movie, the doctor and Tom are investigating this warehouse looking for people. Tom just straight up walks out a door and like falls outside the building, which Ian does in the show, which is way better in the movie. Because in the show, you can tell it's not Ian. It's a stunt double. You can clearly see his face. Also in this one, like, the door falls off, too.
That happened, and I was like, was that supposed to, like, the camera follows it? And I'm like, I feel like he just broke that. He's very Ian-y in the, like, the
I think he's
falls
more,
and being goofy.
I think he's more like Ian from the show than the Ian from the previous movie, though. I feel like the Ian in the first movie, first Peter Cushing movie, is very, very Dick Van Dyke slapsticky.
Yeah.
Whereas Bernard Cribbins is a little more pulled back. He's not so like, wah!
I mean, there's like, yeah, in the first one, there's a scene where he just like, see, I don't even know what he's doing. Like, he's in the TARDIS, and he's just like running around and being like, what? What is this? And like, falling on levers and stuff.
That's how the movie ends.
Yes,
yeah.
Of just him being like, I don't understand, and flailing around.
Because he opens the door, and there's like those crusaders coming, and he like shuts the door, and he's like hitting all the levers, like, we gotta get out of here. Bad things are happening.
I mean, like a Muppet.
And everyone's just like standing there staring, and I'm like, what is happening?
It's fine. We're fine.
Can this movie just end already?
Final thoughts!
I like the movie a lot more than the first movie. I don't like it better than the serial. But I think I might watch it more than I would the serial, just because it's shorter. And it's fun. It's really fun. It's stupid and fun.
Yeah.
It's very, very cheesy. The Doctor's barely in it. I feel like the Daleks aren't even in it that much. I feel like it's the big Dalek movie, but I don't even... They just mostly get tossed around, which is fun to watch.
It's true. I've been in, like, arguments with people who are like, oh, the Daleks should be scary, and I hate when they treat them very silly. And I'm like, no, both is good. Yeah. And if you can switch from one to the other, that's even better. If, you know, they're being big and scary and you can undercut them by throwing a tarp over their heads, that's great.
Right.
It's great that they are, you know, both these very silly dustbin monsters that you can throw down a ramp and have them explode. And also, like, in the same episode, have them be like, oh, shoot, that was terrifying. I think a really good example of that is, I can't think of the name, but with Wilf, same, when he shoots it, he's got the paintball gun, and he shoots it in the eye, and you're like, ah, yeah, that's great, that's funny.
And it bubbles off.
And then it bubbles off, and you're like, oh, no, all he did was make it mad. Oh, God.
Right.
And so, like, to switch between those two of, like, having them be these sort of silly things to push around and having them be scary, that's where I think they're best.
I don't think they're scary in the movie, though.
No, they're not scary. They're just
I feel like they were in the serial. Like, for example, in the serial, when the Dalek rises up out of the water, it's, like, creepy and scary. In the movie, it just, like, goes whoosh really quickly. And you're like, that looks cheesy. So, like, I feel like a lot of this movie was the serial, but paced weird, like, way too fast, where you don't have enough time to, like, get the more, like, dramatic gravitas, yeah. I guess. I said gravitas.
Do you feel good about that?
No. I'm not even sure if I pronounced it right. I do want to say there was originally going to be a third movie based on The Chase, which is Ian and Barbara's last serial. But this movie did not do well enough for it.
Ah.
But I have heard, there was some guy at another panel here, I don't remember his name, but he said they should do it now. But since they brought Peter Cushing back for Star Wars, Rogue One, just do the same thing for the Doctor. So do it now. I think there's a script for it. So just recreate Peter
Cushing.
You're
saying, like, the face is already there.
Yeah, they've done it once. They can do it again.
I don't know if I could watch it for a whole movie.
How little he is in this movie, though. Just do that.
I mean, I feel like if you watch it for a whole movie, it would start to get really creepy. Like, you'd start to pick up on all the things that were wrong. Like in a scene, you could be like, okay, that works. For a whole movie, I think your brain would start to be like, no. We're back in Uncanny Valley. Yeah.
I mean, Peter Cushing's a pretty odd-looking fellow anyway. Because, I mean, he's...
Distinctive is the word you're looking
for. I mean, I get a little bit of an Uncanny Valley just because he's very clearly doing a William Hartnell impression. So it's definitely not really him. It was very bright and colorful. I like that. I like the design of the Daleks. I love the design of the spaceship. The effects are pretty good.
Yeah, surprisingly good. I mean, I say that and that sounds mean. But there are things where I was like, oh, they did that better than I thought they might be able to.
The TARDIS looks way better, too. The interior of the TARDIS looks like an actual like an actual TARDIS instead of, like...
In the first movie, it's just like a shed that they've put some, like, wires
Christmas
in.
Christmas lights up. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's very, very cheap looking.
They have, like, one big lever. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. I feel like the production value of the inside of the TARDIS is way better in this movie, even though it's in the movie less.
That's true. We're basically in the TARDIS at the beginning and at the end, and that's it.
There's a lot of scenes in the TARDIS in the first movie.
Yeah, this was my first time seeing it. We've, you know, done the first movie before. And for some reason, I was like, I don't know what I expected. It wasn't this. Yeah. I think it was the explosion, like, just the chaos. The first fight scene happened so fast, where you're like, oh, okay, we're already at this part. And, I mean, like, you have, you know, somebody shoving a Dalek into, like, a wall. You have somebody else over here that, like, just decided to die because working is hard. Like, if I die early, I can just take a nap while the rest of the scene happens. But, like, all of this is happening in, like, one big shot of just, like, there are people arm wrestling robo guys. Robo dudes. And, like, it's just... And the explosions. Like, there'll be an explosion here, an explosion there. And, like, they're happening one right after the other. And you're just like, oh, okay, yes, good. The second fight scene happens, and it's even more chaotic. And also, like, the tables have turned, but there's no real reason why. I don't know. By the time it got to the end of, like, the ship crashing and exploding everything, I was like, this was great. This was amazing. It's like you said, there's less emotion there, but it's more just random, nonsensical fun. It's like, we're just going to run around and have Daleks and stuff.
I was gonna say it's definitely the movie is sort of slow paced around the middle, but it's definitely more than at the end. Just like when the magnet thing or whatever goes off, Elendil just like goes
zooming
through the wall left and right.
Oh, one of them like crumples and collapses.
Yeah,
exactly. That's cool.
Like
so,
tin can getting crushed.
Bit right there, I think it's completely worth it.
If you want something good, you watch the serial. If you want something fun, you watch the movie.
Yeah.
Did you guys enjoy it and like it or?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
I was loving my head off. I was crying because it was too much. It was too much.
You said you haven't seen the first one?
I haven't seen the serial.
I've only seen like clips of it. In fact, the clips I did see of it were because it was playing here, but I had to step up for a panel, I think. So I only saw like parts of it, but the other part was very cheesy too.
Yeah, I've seen the serial a long time ago, and I saw the first
Peter Cushing
one a while ago as well.
I have vague memories of the first movie, just because
we were
drunk. We were
about to talk when we watched it.
That was fun, though. We had like 8 people that we were doing it with. But I think all in all, it's good. I would show that to people before I would show people the serial, just because serial's so long.
Would you show it to people, like, introduce them to Doctor Who?
No. No. But I would be like, let's watch this fun movie. I'd like to see the riff tracks. I bet those are good.
I just like Peter Cushing for what it is of like literally this Doctor Who as a thing is so massive. We have Doctor Who movies that aren't a part of the thing.
We were at a panel with Jamie Matheson and he said that Inside the Vault of this season, Inside the Vault should be Peter Cushing. Like wanting to be canon. Yeah. That'd be great.
Like I'm the Doctor. He's not the Doctor. He is
Doctor Who specifically. I guess Susan Who. And Louise
Barbara,
Who.
Barbara and Louise Who. They're all the Who's.
All the Who's down in Whoville.
Fighting them Daleks.
They make for a good Christmas episode, actually.
Yeah.
I bet you could do a really, like, scary Grinch. Like a Doctor Who version of a monster.
Oh, that would be great. I want that now. Let's go find Jamie Matheson.
Write a spec script. Pitch it to him, quick.
All right. If you liked our podcast, you can check out more on WatchYourRassilon.com. We're also on iTunes, YouTube, Tumblr, and Twitter, our Twitter is WatchYourRass.
I was very proud of that, so thank you for laughing.
And if you really liked us, we're also on Patreon, which is patreon.com/watchathon. I want to give special thanks to Matt Golden, too. He didn't get us the DVD for this or anything, but we're here kind of because of him.
So thank you, Matt Golden.
And tune in next time when we talk about the third Doctor serial, The Mind of Evil, which I don't know anything about.
Nothing.
I assume there's a brain in a jar, and it's evil. That's what I'm hoping for. But thanks, you guys. Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
And joining in. That was fun. I'm glad you guys liked the movie. Keep calm and wrestle on.
Oh, you said it.
I did. You gonna say bye?
Yes, goodbye. I love you. You're all my favorites.
Detective Inspector Tom Campbell, OBE. Thank you, lads.